Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. Happy Easter to everyone. I'm thanking all of my followers, all of my listeners. It makes me feel so good. And the snoopers even makes me feel good. But they make me feel very good today because I have a broadcast episode that's really going to blow their mind. Well, we always start with real talk. And I'm glad that because, yes, along with voodoo and all kinds of magic and conjure, there's stuff that's happening out here in the world. You know, opening your mouth is a good thing, and it can sometimes be bad. Putting unnecessary things in front of necessary things is bad. You know, since I've heard from a nothing today that why should everyone celebrate a man coming out of the Messiah, I would like to say something about that. If that man hadn't have came out of the Messiah, then we wouldn't be here. That man is Jesus. If he hadn't died on the cross, we wouldn't be here. If his birth had never happened, we would not be here. So all of you with your negative thoughts, your evil minds, need to shut it up and open a Bible. Go to Bible study. Go to church. Go to a preacher. If you don't want to do that, go to a preacher and a man of the cloth, and they will tell you. You know, in this world, you get sick of hearing ignorant people talk all day long. Talk, 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 talk. But when you speak about this and you say things like that, you are really shortening your days. And it does not be long. Yes, he reads. Well, he risen on the third day. And that is what is important here. This is why we celebrate. Yes, he died on that cross for our sin. He carried his own cross on his back. He was nailed to a thorn in his head. All for us. But what did the majority of the people do? Some of everything in the world, and most of it is an abomination. See, the devil will lead you so far out there with your evil doings, and you feel good with it. Oh, you feel so good. And then he cut the strings and let you hang there. Well, you let the devil lead you so far, and when those strings are cut, who are you calling on? I know people are laughing now. Who are you calling on? God. Oh, dear Lord, if you get me out of this situation, I promise to obey. I promise to listen to you, Lord. I open my ears up to you, Almighty God. And some of them keep their promise, and some of them go back on their merry way. That's sad. Very sad. And disappointing. And when you made that pact with God, you made a pact right there. You made that pact with God. And then you turn around and went back and did the same thing. Oh, the next episode is not going to be so good, is it? You know, around this time, the whole week, Friday, and everything, people like me see many things that are going to happen, and we hear many things that have happened. I have heard of 10 deaths or more. I have seen a lot. I have seen spirits waiting. It's like they're waiting for a passenger. I'm not going to say what it was, train, truck, or what, but they're waiting for passengers. And if they're good spirits, they can look at you. But the majority of them are evil spirits because they're looking to the ground. I have many gifts with me. I know that all workers have a gift or another. But mine are multiple. I mean, just multiple, many. And I feel so blessed. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, that I can see any way that you asked me to see it. You want it through the water, you got it. Through the water, you want it through the stars, you got it. Through the stars, markings, anything. I don't even need a card. But I tell you what, some of you better get together. We have people that's going out, the children out here with the witchcraft. And let me tell you, I was talking about Exodus. And Exodus, it speaks a little bit about conjure. Now you look at this, the golden chalice, the golden pot, things made of gold, the cinnamon, herb, the smell of it, the oil. Think about it. It's a little conjure. It's conjure for God. This is for all the hypocrites. Because most hypocrites are ignorant. They're ignorant to things. Let's take a child that you have worked with and worked with and worked with. You tried, you tried, you tried. Nothing did any good. Neither in a mess. What else is it for you to do? God is going to be the one that bring the child in. God is going to be the one that put them on the right road again. Now, the first warning may have been like, you know, a baby or something mild like that. No, that didn't do it because the first thing come before their face, they take it and go riding on with it. If people that are very, very, very controlling, you know, parents, before I say anything else, I would like to speak to the parents of the world, all over the world. Keep a close eye on your daughters and your sons. Keep a close eye on your children because you have people out here that are watching and waiting for that right time to approach. I'm not talking about trying to kill them, but to get them on the street. Do you know that these people have money on their mind too? Because there are many children being pimped out. Pimped out right now. And many parents don't know it. You think your child is in a relationship. They're being pimped out and beat on. Your child begins to look like a controlled dog. It's him. What if it's a man that has a record of indecent liberties with minors? And this is a real situation. An 8-year-old, a 10 and 11-year-old, a 13-year-old. Then you got the 14 and 15-year-old. But the 12-year-old was prostituted. And two of them were raped. That's why I said keep a close eye on your children. A close eye. You know, this is just like when you pray, you got to watch. When you watch, you still pray. Well, this is the same situation. We have to save our children by any means necessary. We can't let things go on. We just can't do that. Everybody loves this certain child. I'm getting back to it as an example. Loves this certain child, but wants to get a taste of that street life. Something happened, and then they get out of that, and then get back into it because they promise never to do it again. It's there. There's no talking to them or anything, but there is more that you can do. Conjure-wise, yes, my information is everywhere. Yes, if you need to talk to me, you can. This is something that I would enjoy taking care of. Because you don't mess with God's children. It is a very big millstone around your neck. And the rest of your days would be tormented. The villain has already tormented the child. But what about his torment? And I'm talking about a boy-girl relationship. Okay, tormented. What if he's taking about 3 or 4 medications for bipolar disorder, PTSD? The real downside of the depression, the manic depressive part. Wanting to kill him, all of that. You know, there are real men out here that would love to get over to a man like that because they have children themselves. And they don't want that near their children. And ladies, if you come upon a person like this, you're still young. Say if you're in your teens, early to late teens, you come upon something like this, and I know there's situations that the majority of you have children. Think you do not choose that man over your child. There's going to be a big mess in store. Sometimes, you know, people mess with families that they should not mess with. Think about that. You don't know who is who. Now let's talk about magical things being done to make children sick. This is a different situation. You see colds come up that has never come up before. You see unusual acts that your child do that they really don't supposed to be doing. They weren't doing it at first. But you know that you have your neighbors that have been picking at you for the last 3 years, they're still doing weird stuff. All right, skip in a little bit. Shrine, pork. Let me tell you, a lot can be done with pork. You need the whole pig, but there are things you need to do to this pig first when it is first sacrifice. Now, if I count it up, I'm seeing 13. It's always an odd number. And each thing you do to that pig, it makes it heavy. But once he is right, the victims feel very different. When the pig starts to cook, then the victims begin to feel sick. Okay, now that is an alarm for anybody that you really need some help. You really need to keep a close eye even on your neighbors. You can't even walk into a store right now without seeing weird stuff being done. You have to keep an eye on everybody. And soon-to-be clients, and client, when we tell you something, that's what we mean. Let me bring up this old woman named Irma. And I'm going to make up a state for her. I'm not going to tell her real state. It's what, South Carolina. You know, this fool has been in a relationship for the longest time. She's been cheated on. She's been beat on, And she said the drink. She's been in and out of the hospital, but she said the drink. Alcohol has taken control of her mind. Now I want workers to listen to, because when this, you know what to do to these people. Don't let anyone make a fool out of you. Now, she starts her work to make herself better. They run in a club. All right. You got family tied up in it, trying to cause trouble. And then you have a little hussy whore who's calling her husband. Okay. You get afraid that you're not going to get a drink of alcohol and call the worker up and tell the worker, they said that they're going to sell the place and that he didn't want that. Well, immediately, she's alerted, they're going on without you. I'm not going to be able to keep my case going. I'm not. Well, let me tell you something. With me, I wouldn't keep it going until she got ready. I would not do a thing. I would turn everything around back to the way it was. And you can't do that. See, that's what's wrong with the client workers. They think that you can't turn things around. You don't have to take this mess. This is time that you can be doing the things that you need to do and some of the things that you desire to do. We as workers never get to do anything that we desire. To sit down and just relax, to cry out, whatever, because we are trying to help people. But with something like this, turn it back, turn it back, turn it back. Triple. Let them wallow because they have wasted your time. There's a lot of Irma's in the world and a lot of Chesapeake cheesecakes in the world, too. And I'll tell you about the Chesapeake cheesecakes because they want to call and get all the information that they can. Oh, yes. And then they want to shit you when it comes down to work. You don't let them do that either. You smack them. And I'm sorry to be telling you something like this on this day, but it is the truth. You need to show people that you are not to be messed with, that you are not to be insulted in any means. Now, I have gotten that out, and I feel good because I know that there's some more people just like that. And then you get the ones that call you, and you say, oh, your voice sounds so familiar. You called before, and you still were sitting there going through the call hall. And you see that number where they have messed up right there. What's the first lie that they tell you should be the last lie they tell you. If you get what I am saying. Oh, what a nice show. It's going through so very fast. Now, I would like to tell you about the moon and Jupiter. Okay, when the moon and Jupiter are so close together, yes, that's the time to expand business, to get work done for long-term finances. And then if you do this and it's still in the same alignment and it's on Friday, Friday is the day of Venus, you're going to have fast money coming in too. Now, that's not a conscious tip, but it's something to get you started, and you need to speak with your worker about that. Because as of right now, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling like giving out the conscious tip. Because there are some people out here that are deadbeat. They want to keep going and going and going. And then you do have the ones that's trying to do right. But some of those that's trying to do right, they feel like they can pile everything into one payment? No, No, you can't do that. It doesn't matter if it's four. No, if it's 300, you cannot pile everything into one payment. Now, we do all we can for you. We put our lives on the line for you. But we will be damned if we sit up here and we suffer. Because every time you don't do something, something always come about, doesn't it? See, I'm getting back to the law. If you see a person and they're in the probation or parole, and but they're doing things and they're not getting taken up, I'll inform you about that something is wrong within that probation office or officer. And the best thing to do is get in touch with the VA. But better yet, if you want to come the dirty way, well, I would say the dirty way, get rid of him with all of this content and all of this work that we have to offer. You know, people talk and say, that's the way that they can know this. They're always there and over here. No, that's the way that they can know this. And they're just on the phone. You forget, we have the gift to see. We have the gift of knowing. We have a lot more, some of us. And don't think that we don't know, because we know. We know all about you. We know what you have done, what we told you to do, because you have success and you're not whining. And when you don't do what we tell you to do, you're whining. This didn't work, that didn't work. Well, we have done our part. Everybody should work together in unison. So you need to do your part and do it right. If you have questions, call and ask us. Don't sit there and do things your way. That's not always your way. You want the help, but you're going to have to do this our way. We're the professionals. Excuse me. I drank me a little water on that one, because that really teased me off to hear other workers talk about how hard they worked on something, and then the family or the person or people, whatever you want to call it, however it is, didn't do what they were supposed to do. They're sickening. This is not a joke, and I'm not going to say it again. This is not something to be learned within a month. We really have lives in our hands. And you really need to realize that. And if you try to contact us after we start the case, if we don't answer or whatever, we're going to get back in contact with you. With me, I have to always keep calling. I don't have any problem with that. Just keep calling. I will get back with you. But on the other hand, when you constantly push, and we know that you're not right, you might get a little slap in the face. I've known of things to happen during cases because the client kept pushing. They weren't doing anything on the end, but they kept pushing. There's a Miss Wilson, Amy Wilson. And do you know she had a big blessing, but she let it pass. Have problems going on, but she's kind of shopping, trying to see if someone is going to say, well, we'll do this for you. And we'll just do it for free. It's going to work out. You offer us when you get no, no, no. See, just like we have to pay for supplies, the restaurants you go to Corral, Fridays, Burger King, they have to pay for theirs. And you're not paying for a quarter of that burger before you leave out of that restaurant. Okay. Now, let's talk about the flower planting. You never plant flowers with the ashes of a dead person in the dirt. Guess what? That type of conjure It's coming straight back to you. You're going to be so confused. You're going to be so sick because you're not supposed to do that. Flowers, you know, grow and bloom this life. And then you got death planted up on the life. That is very, very dumb. Don't do that. And with eggs, you better stop playing with eggs, too, because eggs will call more spirits. And you're right there where those flowers are. Do you know that the people that you're trying to destroy is laughing at you? They are laughing at you, make a fool of yourself. And then you have these very sorry, whore, date women out here. See, this is something about respect. Oh, the preacher and life come around, whatever. Okay, you're opening up your robe to them. You sleep with men, women, cats, dogs, any darn thing you can. And you got nerve enough to open up your robe. Close it, because you probably haven't bathed it in a month. What are you trying to do, catch somebody or kill them? What's one? And I hope that you listen real good, because I will not shut my mouth. I will not hold anything back. I am very precise, and everyone that has worked with me, they love it. Because, you know, if I was on the other end, I would expect somebody to talk to me and tell me. Never underestimate anyone else. Please, you don't know what they're capable of. I have people that try to, you know, figure me out, and they can't figure me out. Look at Willie the Walrus. He tried to figure out, oh, but people got your name. I don't care. But the name he called is not the name. Okay. But look at this. What importance is that? What can you do with the name? Not nothing. Not a darn thing if you're working against somebody. See, you have to learn everything about this. You have to know everything. You have to know everything from witchcraft, voodoo, all the way down to demonology. And then there's some simple things like shamanism, yes, that you have to know. Don't act like you have visions either, telling someone you had a vision of them falling. That's an example. Now, you didn't have a vision. You just want somebody to think that you're psychic. People, you better check things out. See them. I have enjoyed this show. I have gotten a lot off my chest, and the names are very real. But scrambled up, and if they had good damn sense, they would see what I'm talking about, especially Irma. Irma is on her way out. Irma is about to have the worst bad luck she ever had. Huh, goodbye, Irma. Okay. I have really enjoyed today's show. I started off with Jesus. I had to get that out because I hate to hear people say bad things that they know not what they're talking about. Now that I am in the 34th second of this show, I thank all of my listeners, all of my followers. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. May your week be blessed. I wish you all the luck in the world. And to my family, my beautiful family, my sister, my nephews, my nieces, I love you all so very much. And Mama, you have been a great help to me always. I owe you my life. I love you. And until next week, goodbye.